Eric, go ahead.
Welcome back to Mayhem Misdemeanors and Debauchery. I'm Scott here with fucking Justin.
Whee!
And Big John.
Fuck yourself.
He just woke up and he's cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
He just woke up, man. I just fucking woke up at like 3 anticipating, no. Knock on the door
at
3.
You wanted to do the podcast like the second you woke up?
No, but I wasn't expecting to be here like an hour waiting here with my dick in my hand.
Just in time.
Fuck, yeah. Should have woken up at fucking noon.
Yeah. Bullshit. Anyway.
God, that smells like shit.
He's vaping on a fruity faggot-ass fucking vape. And by the way, all who vape are fags! You hear that, fucking Brandon? I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously, y'all are gay.
Gay. But, all right, well, here's my fucking... I got something that... A can of worms to open real quick. Oh, or do you want to start with your shit?
Yeah, let's start with his shit, because it'll last 5 minutes.
Hold on. This requires a drink, so... We go to the freezer and crack open this bad boy.
Why the fuck did you put it in the first place?
I need it to be cold.
It's already cold.
Your reasoning is dumb.
Holy shit. Justin's a fucking faggot. He's a fucking dick and pedophile.
I'll kill you, Scott!
So what you get when you talk shit?
I heard he likes kids.
Yeah, he's a pedophile.
He's a pedo.
Pedo. Hide your children, everybody. Justin's loose on
children,
the streets.
Hide your wives!
Because Justin's grabbing little dicks everywhere.
Alright.
Not just kid dicks, midget dicks.
Let's
baby
open
dicks
up this can of worms.
Baby
and hopefully somebody shows her this because it'll be the grand fucking finale of hilariousness. So
you're already hyped it up. It's gonna bomb. All right.
Now. So no.
Right. It's gonna be like yeah.
Came down
it
to a normal night last night. You know, we
just
go
like
to,
every other night.
We go yeah.
Justin
just like
was beating
every
off
night
to
yep
Pornhub, man.
Yep. Just fucking beating my dick so goddamn hard. I can't feel my right leg.
That's a stroke. Not a good stroke.
Nope,
but like it's stroke.
Pure happiness. You
but no, kidding. So everything's going, you know, normal or whatever. Talking to my kid's mother, and then randomly get blocked.
I like how you say that instead of my baby mama.
And, well,
like a
whatever
faggot.
Yeah,
I hate fucking this ghetto talk. It pisses me
fucking
off.
Fucking meme you put. It said, my baby daddy ain't shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It said, you spelt, I let losers come inside me wrong.
Yeah, for real.
But, you know, so it comes down to a normal night, you know, we're talking, and then I get blocked, and I'm like, well, you know, what's going on? And eventually,
it's
at some point,
vision.
She...
It's just a slit.
I thought it was just a picture of Justin inside.
She unblocks me after a minute, and it's just Messenger. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to add her back on Facebook, since when you remove block somebody, it removes them.
Isn't she living with you?
No. So... I'm like, okay, well, I don't know
new
what's going on with
it's
this.
Wrist, I like that.
Oh, you just got it. Oh, nice. I didn't even notice.
What do you think's in your fucking hand?
Oh,
that
yeah,
makes
where
sense
it came from.
But, so basically, I had found out that,
it's going to be my Justin
beat this whole
steak
time, she, I will kill you, Scott. I will kill both you niggers. But, basically... I had found out afterwards, early in the morning, this morning, that I looked on Facebook to see if she was, if she had read.
So you're stalking
me or whatever. No, because she said that she was going to send me another.
Justin,
she was going to accept the request.
Stalker. And pedophile.
So
we
I
learned
go
two
there
things about him today.
And
keto stalker.
I'm
keto
like, stalker. Okay, well, I see this picture. And
it's a picture with Matt's dick in her mouth on her Facebook.
No.
Oh, dude.
Just
on Facebook.
Yeah.
Dude. You can...
No. So this is the picture.
For everybody to see who's listening only on
this
no
John,
video.
John needs to know. Scott already seen it.
Oh, it's actually... You
it's,
screenshot
I screenshotted
it.
Yeah, because it's on her.
Oh, profile. Essentially it's a picture of
called
Molly
it
with some other
yeah,
dude
with
hugging
some other
on
dude
him.
You know, so then I call her out about it, basically. I busted her right in the act. You know, I called her
busted
out on it.
Yeah, he walked
it's
in.
It's not really busted when she
and
put it on her fucking Facebook.
No,
dumbass.
But this is the thing, though. She removed... She blocked... She did all this scheme on purpose. And when I realized it, I went back and looked at the time of when I was messaging her about blocking me compared to when these pictures were posted at 8 fucking something o'clock last night. That's when I made the realization she blocked me for this exact reason.
So
like
she could have...
It's dumb. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. It makes sense, but it doesn't.
It's on Facebook, right? Or Twitter. She could have fucking, like, blocked you from the post and kept it fucking hidden like that.
Even your sister is fucking bewildered by it.
Anyone who's fucking friends with her that's friends with you would have been like, yo, who's old boy? Guarantee it's old boy that fucking seen her with.
It could be. I bet you.
I don't know what she said his name was.
I don't know what she said her name
was. Fuck boy.
I told you about the whole incident that day, right?
But.
What was it?
Fucking Sierra texting me, and, she goes, I just seen Holly fucking laughing and fucking riding around with his gay.
It was him the whole time.
It might be. I don't know.
He was getting a fistful of that stink finger while going.
This is the thing, though. Once I came across this, basically, I mean, I called her out about it and was like, all right, you're not getting help from me. You're not, like, all this, it's done. You're not getting help. You're not getting rides to your parents' classes. Figure out your own shit. Basically, Scott, left her high and dry.
I want to put a bet out there. How long do you think this will last?
No, it's continuous. Continuous.
That's what I thought when this fucking shit first happened. But
I remember seeing you. This was here before, and you looked at it.
No, you remember?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, you did.
I didn't look at this before.
Yes, you did.
When
we were the I think it was last week or the week before. I picked it up. I was like, what the fuck this is?
Who did?
I thought it was like a pregnancy test. Both of us did.
I don't think I picked it up.
I
forgot what it looks
to your nails. Yeah, it's a nail file.
Oh, okay.
The electric nail file. Now, I'm going to put money on this. I think this will last a month.
I'd say I'm going to give it. Okay.
I'll put a fiver on it.
She's pretty mad. I'll give him 3 months.
Because
I remember how mad you were when she did the thing.
Oh, no. This is between me and him. You can fuck yourself.
When you're going back to her.
Huh?
It was how long until you go back to
her. Yeah, how much money are you putting on it?
Gentlemen, $5. I'll put $5 on it. Fuck you. You're not involved in this.
Yeah, you're not involved.
Oh. Yeah.
You're going to go back to her. It's going to happen.
No.
You'll remember how mad you were. You're going to hit her up.
Yep.
In a month.
No.
I'm going to say 2 or 3 months. I'm going to be safe 2.5 months from now. Just to get
No, you know how this is going to happen. He's going to be sitting there in his lonely ass house. Jason's going to be sleeping and he's not going to be able to sleep. He's like, man, I could really use some pussy right now.
No.
And he ain't got no one else to call, and he'll be like, what are you doing?
I went without before for much longer than what you guys are describing for 3 months. So, I mean, 2.5 months or whatever. This was like the end game for all this. I even told Sierra that
her breaking his leg wasn't end game. You fucking crazy bastard. What the fuck, man?
This is like...
That should have been flipping the game over him like you stupid cut and shooting her.
This is basic. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I first had found out about it when I was there at work,
I saw
like,
how mad you were. You were more mad than you were now.
But,
God.
Lesson learned, whatever.
Until about a month from now.
Two and a half.
When he's like, got her over there at his house all day, eating his food.
Yep.
Nope.
Drinking his gas.
Nope.
Eating her butthole out.
Drinking my gas.
Yeah.
No. I had already told her basically, you know, she can figure out a way to get
probation money. No, man. You should have fucking. You shouldn't even done that. You know what you should have done? Is wait until she got a hold of you the next time. Like, don't even just let it fucking go. And so she's like, hey, can you give me a ride? I'm like, hey. Fuck you. You stupid bitch. And just went off on her like that.
No, no, no.
Ungrateful bitch. Yeah.
Okay, I got hold on, dude. I got this idea from Dave.
Is this the whole fucking restaurant thing?
Yeah. Take her. No. Well, no. When she needs a ride, then just be like, let's go. Just pretty much just lure her out of the car. He's like, let's come into the gas station with me. I'm gonna get something to drink, and then just run back to your car. What's she gonna do? You're just fucking just take off, leave her stranded. Bitch!
I mean, the only place that she really needs to go is right down the street from her house.
The only place she really needs to go is back to jail.
Still.
With her bitch ass.
The way I see this right now is...
Holly, you're a thief. Actually, of love.
She's
what Justin said.
You stole my fucking heart, you dumb bitch.
No, this is the best part.
So,
Even if it's, say, within the... Even if she'd been talking to him the whole time. Let's say a month, whatever it's been.
You should know women by now. Yes, she has been talking to him for a while.
This dude was with
messaged me. She's been out.
The dude added me.
Guaranteed.
On Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Here's the good part. Yeah.
So, it comes down to...
He added you?
Yeah, because that's the only way you can message me.
No, you can still talk
to
people.
Okay, well...
You can accept the message.
He can still do it by doing that. But he's fighting... He's a Juggalo fan, okay? He's a faggot. He's an idiot.
There goes that.
He doesn't. it's retarded.
God dang, dude.
Yeah. So
those kind of people, I swear.
Makes sense. Like damn, I was telling Scott, this is why she's been listening to more of that shit.
Oh, wow.
ICP. So
she converted over in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
To Juggalism.
So,
Juggalism?
Yeah. But anyways, he adds me on there, and I'm like, he messaged me or whatever, and I'm like, "What? You know, what do you want?" And he's like... Blah 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 says some dumb shit, and then basically he's like, you know, if you use your son as a weapon, you know, you'll be seeing me. Is what he said. You'll be seeing me. I said, come over. He said, come over right now.
I don't believe that shit. I don't believe that shit. No, because if that would have happened, you would have told us that shit by now. Scott, did you hear about this?
Brandon was on the phone. I was on the phone with Brandon.
Did you hear about this?
What he just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He told me before we came over here.
Oh, it's just me then. Never mind.
Yeah. No, he was like, okay, so at one point he's talking shit to me, you'll be seeing
so
me.
So it's like unprovoked.
You know, yeah, I didn't say shit to the guy before this, nothing at all. He messaged me that shit, and then I said, well, first of all, I was like, I'm not using my son as a weapon. Like, I'm not a piece of shit.
Oh, now I would be.
You know. Until she gets everything taken care of, she's not seeing him. I mean, that's just... Ooh. It's not use him as a weapon. I've already told her. She needs to go to the courts and get everything taken care of. And it won't even be that long. But she needs to do that shit, handle everything on her own, be a fucking adult, act grown up.
Can you imagine Justin goes and meets this fucking guy, and this guy puts hands to him? And, like, just beats the shit out of Justin.
No, this guy...
That'd probably be the funniest fucking thing I'd seen.
This dude's a cuck. I can already tell right off the bat. Not only this, but by the way, he talks. So, basically, I'll bring up the message just so we could look back at this.
Whose Mountain Dew is that?
Times. Huh?
Whose Mountain Dew is that?
Mine is.
Let me get a hit of that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You should just drink the rest of it. Motherfucker has alcohol here.
So...
And I bought it for him.
He said, I wanted to clarify, if you use your child as a weapon against his mom, I'ma see you, okay?
Oh!
And you want to come see me...
Sorry.
He said, I wanted to clarify, if you use your child as a weapon against his mom, I'ma see you, okay? I said,
I'ma see
do
you.
Do it.
I said, if
now the threat's out there, fucking do it. Right. Just and make it look, act like you're gonna fucking do it.
I said, if you want to come see me, I welcome you. Then you won't see me. I said,
brought to you by Pornhub.
Brought to you by Pornhub.
I said, I wouldn't jump into her defense trying to get yourself in trouble without having the knowledge of what's going on. He goes, LHH, fuck the knowledge. And then he removes a message.
LHH.
Whatever the fuck he did there, he said something, and then
Are we going to take a guess that that could be Holly on his phone?
Wait, you could remove a message?
Yeah,
that's a new thing.
Yeah,
holy shit!
Yeah.
You can't see what it was, but it'll say message removed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But now...
So, you can send dick pics to whatever chick you want.
Accidentally send a dick pic to, like, grandma or something. Shit! We gotta fucking delete work!
Otherwise, you have to delete your whole Facebook and start a new one.
Shut the whole operation down, dude.
Make a new story. That wasn't me. I was hacked.
Yeah.
That wasn't even my pecker, grandma. I mean...
It'd be like fucking how, you know, your older relatives
are.
So,
he
said,
use that kid as a weapon towards Holly. I'ma see you. I don't give a fuck about any consequences. I'll get out eventually, homie.
Oh, my God.
That's what he said. I said, come see me right now.
The thing is, you know I used to hang out with the Juggalos.
Yeah.
That right there is just them to the T. Them to the T.
Right, right. And he goes...
Especially with that homie part at the end.
He goes, why? So I can punk you out? Nah, I got work today. Said, only thing you're going to be working is that hospital bill, bitch. And he goes, oh, like that? He goes, what's your address? I'll show up right outside your house. You have no clue, homie. I'm going to for real fuck you up. This ain't no game. Said, let me drop my son off real quick. I was about to head to Chelsea's. Wake her up.
What's his name?
Hey, take Jay.
Don't say it out loud, but...
No, I'm going to say it out loud. Fuck it.
No, dude.
Josh.
Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a faggy last name.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, let me see.
It just sounds like it's made of bitch.
Sebastian.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah, yeah.
So then.
Oh, dude, it's just like the swear
word. So what's your address?
Banging Sebastian.
So I was about to say, I said, let me drop my son off and we can meet up. I'm literally about to get ready to go to Chelsea's and be like, hey, watch Jace for a little bit. I'm about to meet up with this guy. Meet him up somewhere, whoop the dog shit out
of him.
Get
my gun!
Probably take some pictures and shit, because I was going to get you too and be like, hey, come with me in case he brings like 8 guys and bring this other...
Just take an ass whooping for me, friend.
No. I would have had you out there. You would have been there.
Bring the camera and watch me whoop this dude's ass and just watch Justin just get this shit beat out of
him. He goes...
Dude, if you'd get your ass beat by a juggalo, I don't think I could be friends with
you. He goes, okay.
Yeah, dude, that's the worst thing that could happen.
He calls me out, okay? He calls me out, challenges me for this, and then he goes, okay, come to Gillespie, Illinois, take 55 miles for 35 minutes, get off Mount Olive exit, make a left and down that road. Brandon's on the phone laughing the entire time I'm reading this. He goes, I said, now you want me to come to you after messaging me? I was like, you're such a fucking joke, dude. He goes, what's your address? I'll send my little cuz to deal with you.
My little cuz.
Send me this message. Him doing little gang sign shit.
Oh, get the fuck out.
Let me see. I don't even know what the fuck it is.
This? It's that.
Well, no, I want to see a picture, though. See. Faggot.
He sends me that shit. I said, what do you have a stroke or something? What the fuck?
What is he, a cerebral palsy?
He goes, all I know is for real.
That's my palsy hand.
All I know is for real, you better pray to God I don't stab the fuck out your bitch ass.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, man. It's cringy, yeah.
I send him, or he.
I'm like, that's it. We're going to get the guns out now?
No. I'm like, alright. Here I am. Ask Kylie for my address. She knows where it's at. Trust me, I've dicked her down plenty of times before.
He sends this thing.
Homie.
So he goes, basically, he goes, you see that threat. It was the hospital thing. There's no context in it. I did not threaten him at all.
What, did he fucking, like, he screenshotted it. I can put you up and send this to the police.
He screenshotted that. So I said, that ain't a threat. It has no context. I said, but this is, though, him threatening to stab me. I was like, you wanna play this game? He goes, call the police, pussy. I said, I won't need to. I was like it matters. I'm not fucking worried. I'm not afraid of you.
Shit,
I was like,
so aggravating.
Here's how it's gonna be. I hate it. Howie's gonna be tops when it comes to him. He's gonna be bottom bitch. It's gonna be just like the first guy she left before that had all them just fucking like, glass dildos and pieces. He had to do an ass play with them. No. Well,
dude,
similar.
What's his name? That Domino's?
No, that's one. That's Matt. That was the latest one, the retard. Oh. Yeah, the retard. He's basically retarded. Yeah. Every time Scott says somebody, he's like, "Oh, my name's Matt."
Yeah, that's a good fucking.
But I mean, from the sound of it, this guy's even worse than him and the other dude combined. The first dude that she was friends with from high school. That's older by like 10 years or something.
Is that the Jesse guy?
Jesse.
No.
Jesse wrestler.
Jesse.
He's a wrestler.
No, like, I think
she Jesse. She dated him before you.
Jesse.
I think.
No, you're thinking Adam.
What, bitch?
Is Adam?
Adam's the one that, he's like Down syndrome as well.
Downs. He's a Downy?
Yeah, you remember Adam? He came over with Holly and Sierra before I started dating her. I fucking have him on here somewhere.
I'm pretty sure his name was Jesse.
Oh, dude, no. Adam came over to the bonfire yesterday. We had a bonfire.
Oh, thanks for the invite, guys. Appreciate it.
Cunt. Dude, I didn't get there till like 10 something. Because
it doesn't matter. I was stuck at work.
Ah, you ass. Anyway, like, so Adam showed up and he started. The radio was right here, right? And I was just blaring the radio and he was talking. I couldn't hear him. So I was like, Adam, you need to speak up, dude. You fucking baby voice. I was like, I will fucking kill you.
Yeah. So immediately after I called her out about this and her little bitch of a cunt boyfriend, she immediately goes to end the relationship. So you already knew it was playing. You already knew right off the bat. You know, as soon as this got called out, basically how it was gonna go.
First off, the juggalo.
I miss.
You're so trash.
Being in the middle of this shit, but it's like I gotta live. Like I fucking live for that shit.
What are we looking at?
Oh my God!
When you're video chatting your girl in the shower and she starts busting out with some user.
Some what?
Oh, did you?
Wow.
What does that mean when she starts busting out with some
probably user? Some fucking artist or something. She's probably like rapping or something or nah, just, I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's whatever user is. I thought it meant like, oh, when you start fucking around with a user, like a.
I don't understand. They don't, you know, juggalos don't speak proper English. I don't understand what they're fucking talking about. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's that story, I guess.
There's a few of them I still talk to every now and then.
No, I mean, some are all right,
but
I mean,
they've, like, grown up.
So, yeah, right. Well, most
people use these new age motherfuckers are... Jesus Christ.
Well, most people might still like the
How
music.
Old's that
might
guy?
Still like, I have no fucking idea. I mean...
You're on his Facebook, ain't you?
I bet he's, like,
no,
40.
No, I removed him.
He's, like 40 years old.
You blocked him?
No, I didn't block him. I removed him.
It's like, damn, dude, bitch move.
Yeah. No, I just removed him on there because... Well, one, not only that, but then, okay, so... He doesn't post on my wall. He posts on his wall, and he tags me in it. And he said something maybe about his cousin or a friend. He's like, hey, come join in on this fucking guy or whatever. So he's trying to, like, call this other dude in on it, and I'm just like... It wasn't too long after that. I was trying to get sleep because I had been up since, like, 8 a.m., basically, dealing with this all this other shit. I'm like, I'm going to get a few hours before I come over
man,
here.
Man, I hope this does accumulate to something, man. I ain't done nothing ghetto in a minute.
Yeah.
So basically, Sierra's just having a blast, like talking shit on Holly Young.
Blast
like,
the blast.
I was talking to her about it. Like, I mean, it was like this stupid long fucking shit about all this, you know. And
does the rest of the family know now that you're fucking got your mind right?
Yeah.
You dumb fuck.
The rest of the family. Like,
I don't
family?
Know. Yeah.
Oh, everyone, pretty much. You asshole.
Not my family. Where the fuck would my family give a shit?
What?
I mean, I'm assuming. Both your sisters probably
do. Oh, yeah, they probably do, but... Abby still wants to beat your ass just for thinking... You thinking about doing what you're doing.
And then, not only this, but she has the goal. The balls.
Who?
Holly.
The audacity!
The fucking... Damn it!
Fucking... Fuck!
Like she has rides or something! You get out of here, niggers!
I gotta hit some!
Not drunk enough for that.
Just beat on Justin.
She then, after all this, and me basically saying, go fuck yourself, don't talk to me, I don't want anything to do with you.
Bitch.
She wishes me a happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And I said, you know what? I was like, I
don't. Then she messaged him back, she goes, are you not going to say it back to me?
Yeah. And I said, would rather not hear that from you. And she goes,
you
why?
You should have just
father
not replied,
of my child.
Dummy.
I said, just do I need another
exactly.
reason?
That's what's going to be his downfall. Yeah. It's every time she messages him, he's going to be a dumb motherfucker. Be like,
she goes, no, I mean whatever. Just trying to be nice.
Do yourself a favor.
I haven't replied to...
Do yourself a favor. Hey, focus, dumbass.
Yeah.
And block her.
Yeah, dickweed.
I can't yet.
Why?
Because I blocked her last night.
Okay.
Added her and there's a time.
There's a 48-hour wait period.
Okay, block her then.
Yeah, when she's done...
Don't be the fucking creepy motherfuckers like, I wonder what she's doing,
yeah,
and fucking unblock her.
Once the 48 hours, it should be
Justin,
tomorrow
June,
night,
Justin,
Monday night. Is
June
30th,
I'm whooping your ass
no.
just for this. Fucking
man, I'm going to put some brass knuckles in this fucking glove.
We're going to
edge.
Have to take some videos of this and send it to her fucking boyfriend so he just look out on the ass whooping he missed out on.
Fuck yeah.
He's going to look right in the camera and go, juggalos are trash, and just beat the shit out of Scott.
He goes, well, I'm going to be nice regardless, because that's how I am, is what she said. I said, don't kid yourself. Come on. I said, if you want to be nice,
that's how
I said,
I am. I'm nice. I beat kids.
Don't
Mom, the bone crusher.
Shit.
Right.
Don't do any of that stuff. And I told her, I said, as soon as this block period comes up, I was like, you're blocked. I was like, get
bitch.
A hold of me through somebody else. I was like, you can have somebody else if you want to. Eventually, if you get stuff fixed with the court and stuff, you can go see Jace and all that.
Just don't.
I'm like,
don't
I'm not going to stop you from seeing that if you get it approved, because I can't at a certain point. But I was like,
he's going through
about
a fucking legal thing now.
Right.
But
I
even then,
at this point.
Even then, dude, I'd lawyer the fuck up and just ran that
with what?
Hard.
I mean, there's no way
something.
I can lawyer.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what.
I mean, I could probably do Lincoln's.
I remember.
Whatever the fuck that's called.
Yeah, there's Illinois, a fucking mom state and all that. But dude,
well, she can't get any.
Illinois
has
got
shit
a
now.
Bunch of fucking hardcore dad lawyers out here that
well,
are fucking
around. Well, that's
the
thing. She can't get any
good,
of the free
good.
Shit
like
now
that.
Because she's a felon.
Okay.
And she can't get like the Lincoln's whatever that. It's basically free. Like lawyer
like
shit
Lincoln?
Or whatever.
Oh.
Lincoln something or I
wouldn't mind just seeing her right now. Go what the.
But
what the?
She can't get out of here with that. I'm not drunk enough for this shit.
Justin's so pissed off. All those bad things happen. We're just like beating on him with like fucking cardboard sticks.
Ah! He hears one fucking ICP song, he's gonna lose his fucking shit.
It'll be fucking town square shootings. That's gonna
be. ICP song comes up, he's gonna start going, oh, holy.
Why'd you leave me, you bitch?
You fucking bitch! The
fuck did he. Oh, man.
Is that it? Yes, that, wow, I thought that would last a lot shorter than it fucking did. That's pretty fucking. That's funny, but yeah, it sucks, but it's funny.
Right. So, I mean, I figured it'd be a decent. I mean, look, 25 minutes, basically. I mean, you know, that was pretty decent. I mean, I could probably go on much, much more of a rant than that, but, you know.
Well, I mean, my fucking rant was almost a two-parter.
Right.
But then again, we're talking like.
What were we?
That was a year and a half fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah. That was long.
That pissed Scott off that day.
Dude, I don't know why I was. I get in these moods. I don't know. Dude, so. What were we talking about yesterday when we were at the bonfire? Some politics got brought up, and we just started, like, fucking yelling over each other at one point. What was it about again?
I don't think anybody started yelling. I think it was Chelsea just putting in her women opinion that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It was about the whole abortion thing.
Oh, God. Dude, okay, so.
2020.
Yeah.
God, fuck him. Anyway.
Hopefully he dies.
Hopefully he does.
I'm going to vote for him.
Don't you dare.
I'll do it.
What if he wins?
I've never voted before, and I'm going to vote for Bernie.
You never voted?
Nope.
Oh, I voted for Trump. Fucking listen to that, assholes. Fuck Trump! I'm going to vote for him again, too, baby.
I ain't voting for anyone. I never
voted for Obama. You know who voted for Obama in this room? Justin did.
You voted for him the first time.
No, I did not.
Motherfucker!
You're the thing you did.
No, I did not.
I voted for him the first time around.
No, I didn't. The first time I voted.
I voted for him.
I never voted for
the first time, and
I didn't like Mitt Romney,
give or take, or whatever.
I didn't vote for either. I voted for like the fucking Libertarian, you know, party or whatever.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't know
before, I was like clued in on politics and, you know, my way of life now.
I've only voted for like best pizzas and shit. All right, that's about it.
You deserve my vote.
I voted for pineapple on pizza.
Oh God,
I agree with that.
See,
it's not even that bad. What are people?
It's fucking great. I don't give a fuck what everyone else says.
The one he had was pretty decent, though. What was it? Barbecue sauce, shit with.
Dude, it's barbecue chicken pineapple.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. Yeah. Oh, like the sweet tangy combo. But some people literally just do it with ham and pineapple and something wrong.
It's good, but.
It's like.
But no, so this is what we were talking about last night, too, before that happened. This was.
Pussy bowl.
Oh, God. No! 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 This is what it came down to last night. Basically, this one guy had shared this shit. I'm pretty sure he's a faggot.
But pretty sure this guy's
he's married, or he was married.
My fag detectors are off the charts.
That's because
you might remember Ashley Miller from high school, possibly. There's two of them. There was one Ashley Miller that was way younger than us by like.
I want to say that might be one of my cousins.
I do. She's dating right now. I'm pretty sure she's dating or married.
Well, maybe not. You said dead. I was gonna get thought you were gonna say dead. I'm pretty sure she's dead.
You might remember Justin Gaethje, maybe. I know.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Well, he's dating. He's dating or married to her. I don't know which one it is, but her dad, which I've known for since middle school, probably, say the least. This guy.
What are you doing?
There's a paper here.
Oh.
That's a receipt.
Oh.
So, I'm like, what the fuck is he digging at?
It's me getting, your mom's fucking three fingers deep. Look at that.
This is your mom, Justin.
Jeez. So, at this point, we had realized that,
lube it
up. This dude's comments, or he makes this post, he goes, you know, happy Father's Day to all the wonderful dads, which is not the problem.
Who said this?
This, her dad.
The faggot?
The faggot.
Yeah, okay.
He goes, happy Father's Day, you know, to all the fathers, my father included, you know, because I guess his father died or whatever.
Even though he never accepted me.
All right. So then I go down further in the post and he says, and also for all those moms out there that are doing both roles,
here we go.
Happy Father's Day to you.
This
dropped the bomb. And he eventually deleted the post. After I basically debunked everything that he said and called him he started getting mad because I was saying all this is basically just a money scheme. It doesn't matter what you're arguing about. He goes,
Hallmark makes Mother's Day and Father's Day. That's only
he goes. He goes, you're
every fucking hut. It's an obligation.
The thing is, that's when it was first created, it had good behind it.
By the way, happy Father's Day,
Friday. Yeah, it had good behind it. When it was first brought up,
I gotta call my daddy.
It had good ideas. Huh. Afterwards,
let me call my daddy.
Shut the fuck
let me call
up.
My daddy.
Yeah. Shut up.
Justin, you got an Ouija board I can use, you fucking asshole?
We'll have to get in there and use our seance powers.
Fuck. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for reminding me that my dad's fucking dead.
The
you
fucking
asshole.
Message he sent just the other day is like,
son of a bitch.
I was half-assed when I wrote that. I fucking read that and I was like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with him. As soon as I said it, I fell back asleep. That's when I came back and I was like,
I thought it was a dream.
That's what, yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was fucking dreaming when I sent that.
Well, basically, the guy came down to, well, you must think that all women that you know raise kids on their own don't deserve to have the appreciation.
Dude.
And I said, I know plenty of women right now that are raising children on their own. They don't go out of their way to say.
I wanna date a Chinese girl and I wonder if they're like sideways down there, you know what I mean?
No, it's granite.
I wonder if they're sideways down there under the pants.
If it's actually a horizontal line.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's horizontal down there.
No, it's actually bent at an angle, like angle-wise.
Yeah,
like a Japanese anime smile.
Yeah. They got Anyway, go on with your fucking stupid rant.
But on top of that,
sure, half the audience don't want to hear what you're fucking.
He then decides to say, basically, well, you're raised this way, you know, you've been brought up, you know, this way, so you know, you're basically an idiot. All this other stuff, you know, as much as liberals usually do, because you can tell he's a liberal. He goes to you, smack you with this. It's gonna be box MMD1 in this bitch today. You're gonna learn.
Well, I got a weapon.
You're gonna learn. You're gonna learn real quick because I'm gonna make you a puppet with that bitch. It's gonna be going up.
I'm not Mister
Fister Scott.
Mister Fister.
Yeah.
I call him Fisto Roboto. Fucking Archer.
So yeah.
A sex robot.
Not only this, but right off the bat he goes, I bet you're a Trump supporter too.
I bet.
Before this,
you vote for this.
I said, hey, so, by the way, he goes, well, obviously you hate women just like he does. And I said, so you're taking one thing that was taken out of context by the media.
Who the fuck?
Yeah, I said, this is all you're doing. I was like, okay. I was like, so if you believe in...
literally go... No,
we're going to top politics now. We got to stop.
No, I said...
No, because you could literally just do it, just counteract it like this. I got nothing to do with the fucking guy. This is just how I fucking think.
Yeah.
All right? Don't bring you want to fucking bring him in as a if you think this way you must like
fucking...
you must like this way you must think this guy's fucking good. It's like, no, dude, this is how I fucking think in general.
Well, that's what I told him.
You know, no, he's losing the argument, so he's just
right. They
finding ways to insult you.
Right, basically. But at some point, I said, or he goes, well, you don't believe in.
They try to change it to a political thing.
Right.
That's today's fucking issue. If you get in a fight with fucking arguing with anybody, eventually it'll lead down to fucking politics.
It'll lead down to Trump. It all bottoms down to it. If you could
trickle effect. Trump is the key.
Emperor God Trump.
Yeah. But it came down to basically he had a. He's like, well, you don't believe
it wasn't
in,
as good as the first time. Let's fuck.
You don't believe in women, you know. You don't think that they have the right to be, you know, to feel about this.
Off.
And this is, I said, so wait. I said, so do you believe in transgenderism? He goes, what does it even have to have anything to do with it? I said, well, they're both made up concepts. So I mean, is one more real than the other one? He immediately, from there on out, he was just pissed and just insulting me the entire time.
Yeah.
When you realize somebody starts insulting you in an argument like that, that's when you realize you've won.
I think everyone.
I've seen.
You hear that? That's the sound of everyone tuning out because you're talking about politics and no one wants to fucking hear about it.
No, you know what it is? It's not even a politics thing anymore. Yeah. I'm naked, by the way.
What fucking goddamn? John Cole's naked. What?
No, what? What, you gonna see my nuts, guy?
No, you fat!
No, I got shorts on.
Oh, god damn.
Oh, no, let me get my pump.
No, I'm sorry, I couldn't.
You gotta fucking. You don't fucking go around. You just go around starting shit. That's it.
That's what he does, dude.
If you ever go on Facebook and look at.
On, like
you'll
Fox
see.
News.
Yeah, it won't even be Fox, it'll be random shit. Like.
No,
the other one was, some chick saying, this is the best X-Men scene. And it was the Quicksilver thing. And it was him. Sorry, Wolverine, hands down. Best fucking, best actor chosen ever. All y'all Justin, are fucking bullshit.
Which is I'm opinion. Like, but right, it's God opinion. Damn, I did not say, hey, you're wrong. I did not argue. I
y'all, you go to just start shit with people,
now,
man.
Now, my post, when I post something and then you see Ryan Hamburger eating fat cunt cuck.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan Hurt. You see his fucking who's bologna rolling
he's the
ass.
One that, oh, yeah, the faggot. Yeah, yeah, I got
The fucking Cookie Monster dick sucking motherfucker. You see that guy coming.
But yeah, you post this shit. Dude,
our lawyer.
It's like, dude.
Don't use last name, Justin. And Logan will be mad.
You're baiting a fucking fishing hook, and you're like, come on, motherfucker. I know you're going to bite.
This one.
And they look at it, and they know it, too. They're going to be like, he set me up for this, but I'm not going to do it until I fucking do bite. And then it's like a 30 fucking comment.
He's commented on normal shit. Shit that didn't even have anything to do with none of it. He just commented on it, and he had to put his 2 cents in. So when that happens, the guns are coming out. It happens. You brought yourself from the fucking wolves den. It's done for. It's a trap. And you set up to fail right off the bat.
And you, man, I really need a cigarette.
I need a smoke.
Yeah.
Someone come to my house and give me a smoke. And
that's why I was sitting there. I was like, with that 5 o'clock free crack giveaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of smoke are you talking about?
Yeah. Now, some people will go out there and they will say, oh, like, say, for example, Tasha the other day. Tasha Mazur. She goes, you know who it is. Chelsea was living with her. That Tasha. Whatever the fuck her name is now.
I guess. Okay, go on.
She said, somebody bring me a cigarette.
I didn't do that. I didn't say,
hey, bring me cigarettes,
guys. You implied it.
Like, no.
Yes,
no.
You did.
If somebody was like, hey,
I have smokes,
I'd be like, okay, I'll probably come by and get a cigarette or something. But I'm not going to go out of my way and be like, yeah, you... Bring me cigarettes.
Ooh,
like,
damn, that kind of fucking hurt when I hit my shoulder with it.
Yeah. Rotator cuff.
Just do this.
Ka-cha!
Hit your shoulder with it.
Be like, oh,
yeah. Like pretty, Bender? Like, boom. Actually, this one's not like fucking.
Roberto?
No, this one's like.
Yeah, because you got the two ends on it.
Yeah.
What? Roberto from Futurama with the knife?
Oh, yeah.
Ka-cha!
Okay, alright, I got a topic here. This ain't gonna involve Justin.
Woo!
Dang it! I can't reach. I got one topic. This is, remember the other day when I was like, I got something that's gonna blow up, and you're like, you gotta tell me now, remember? It was on the Xbox Live?
Yeah.
Here it is. Now, saved it in my phone.
Wait, is it the one we discussed?
Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, so you can discuss it with him, but not over.
No, because I pretty much forced him to save it. It was an Xbox, I think, too.
Well, you shared it. That's why I waited.
Oh,
I
want
to get the shock factor here. All right, here we go. So you shared this picture, and I was like, and it implied this the other way being not good. And I was like, what? I do that. So, here it is. Here's the question.
What picture was it?
Do you wipe from front to back or back to front?
Right. Oh, and also I realized this, like, probably 10 minutes ago I got offline.
I go back to front. Now, what the fuck is wrong with that? Why is... I did not know there was a... you know what I mean?
If you fucking go
what?
From...
Yes.
If you do this and go like that,
yeah.
You're getting shit on your balls.
I am not. What am I doing, dude? Do you think I do this?
That's what I'm guessing.
No, asshole! I do that, and then...
I turn around and go...
Well, you get shit all over your fucking back? All over your ass cheek? Exactly. You don't
I get it right up in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right
you do
up
the
in
same
there with
way
two
here.
And just hook, not like deep hook, but like hook the like.
Yeah, you can't get inside your booty hole. But
John got this.
I do the same thing
at work, and his finger goes through it.
That's why I use so much toilet paper. I gotta fucking glove my fucking hands. So I don't finger my goddamn butthole. All right. I'm telling you, the toilet paper we got at work. It's fucking transparent.
Ply. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It's
the
military
single ply.
Yeah.
No, it's even worse than single ply.
It's because
it's like quarter ply.
If you throw it in the fucking, like, rainwater or something like that.
It'll disappear.
It just disappears.
Yeah, yeah.
So all that, like, when it flushes down, it's just water.
Yeah.
And poop. All right? And that's it. But yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Fucking bottom to up.
I didn't know.
Sorry.
I didn't get the fucking memo.
My balls sucked. All right,
dude.
So
I don't want to leave a nasty.
I can lay them out right here, dude. There's not poop on them. I don't fucking just flop like my hand up. You know what I mean? Get shit all over my titties.
Just all up through the chest.
At one point, you gotta let your hand.
Look like off. William Wallace and Braveheart.
Yeah, war paint of shit on my face. No.
The brown note.
Yeah. No. So at some point, you gotta take your hand off, right? You don't just slide it all the way up your fucking balls.
Shit.
Exactly.
Like
I don't do that.
The difference in the area between the fucking asshole it's and smaller. The tank is that big.
Yes.
And right there is your balls. All right? It's like cutting like cutting the red wire in 2 seconds.
I move them out of the way. I move them to the side.
He actually takes a lot of work.
He takes a piece of string and ties his balls to his waist.
Then he just pulls up and just...
I have a whole mechanism set up. He gets a string and my balls go up.
Christ. He pulls down the shower curtain.
Bullshit of y'all on.
He pulls down the shower curtain rod. And
no, he does it your fucking way.
He puts his leg spread eagle up.
Yeah, dude.
He gets in there all deep.
It's a piece of floss tied to the fucking shower.
I get in there all deep
to his balls. And he goes, all right.
You come in and you got this sex wing support system in your bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gonna look like Joe Swanson. You know what? It was his bathroom. I don't know how to use this. What is this for? He's like, yeah, it's complicated. Don't worry about it. You know? Oh my god.
Oh, you were talking about the whole gizmo thing, though. The gremlin
one?
Yeah.
I saw that.
I
ain't gonna lie. I was really drunk and fucked up, and then I saw that and it made me mad. I was like, why the fuck is it? What are you talking about? It was implying that it was gross to do it that way.
It is gross.
It's
fucking nasty.
And imagine it for women.
How?
Imagine
I don't
women.
Get poo-poo exactly on my twig and berries. I don't. I promise you.
And imagine it for women, though. I mean,
women.
How much fucking shit is in your tank right now?
None. I guarantee
you checked lately?
He probably has...
Oh, God! Yeah,
me too!
Yeah, fuck that. He has curled up old toilet paper, like, stuck to the
toilet
fucking,
paper
the
bits.
Tank.
Hey,
the
come
tank
on.
Here.
Get in there.
I'd rather have toilet paper bits, like, up in my butt crack where I can just, like, flick off later. Not, like, where, boom, right there, and I can feel it, like, moving around and, like...
Yeah. Start getting strong-ass one day, and then it starts liquefying into your taint. That's what Scott deals with.
We're going to make Scott think about this so fucking bad. He's going to start looking from now on.
No, I'm not going
to...
He's going to start wiping it, and he goes...
I ain't that dumb! I wonder
what it's like the other way, and then he discovers it, and it's
this
like...
This is so much easier!
Yeah, it's like Jesus coming
30,
back. It's like
I'm like almost 30. Oh. I know how to wipe my ass. Fuck you! I'm doing it right.
I mean, considering you've been doing
poop
it
all
a long way the whole time, I don't know if you
not
know how to do it the right
way. No, show me the memo. I never got it. Fucking memo that you're supposed to wipe a certain way. No one fucking told me, all right?
Oh, that's man. How I was raised. I always stood up, wiped my ass, throw it in the toilet.
Oh,
that's
boy.
How I was raised. I don't know about you motherfuckers.
You got it.
I've seen people, and I always thought that was weird, because I've always seen people like... And like movies, they gotta go down there and like, and it's like,
right.
It's fucked up. That seems like, you know, expelled energy.
Smart was trying to me, because I was siding with you basically on this one. Smart was like, oh, well, he's like, I gotta see it now. He's like, I gotta see how it works.
You guys
I was like,
see it? I'll give him a demonstration. I'll give you a demonstration right now. That's exactly how I'm done. Sorry, everybody, not for the live stream. It could have been up, but John Corey's fucking naked right now, apparently. That's why I didn't want to go on. I figured it out.
Next live stream, record attendance. Scott's going to show him wiping his ass.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a demonstration.
If you don't think we're not going to do it, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
We're setting up a GoPro in the shitter.
I'm doing it, dude.
Dude!
Wait, no, not the toilet. I ain't going to show you.
No, we're watching these videos on the way over here, dude. And one of them was talking about how America is just... The men, everything's failing, basically.
We were talking about wiping our
no,
wiping
no, no, no,
ass. What the fuck's this got to do with it?
Oh, he's bringing up politics. Get out. Here we go.
You said GoPro. So GoPro.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, tell him.
Yeah. This part. You said GoPro, and it brings up, they have GoPros for your dick now. I have no idea, but this is basically what they were saying. They're like, okay, so they were talking about, like, normal clothing stores, you know.
Oh, dude. Tell them what we saw at the gas station.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. So get this.
The Shell gas station down
there. Right over there.
We saw it.
I can't even... I had to point it out to Scott. I couldn't even fathom that it was...
We didn't even know what the fuck it was. It says
you can microwave it, and it's a little, like, a little box or whatever.
It said urine.
Yeah, it's urine.
Yeah.
It's literal, like...
Piss.
Piss.
Piss!
Like, used for like sexual acts. Sexual. But you can microwave it. Yeah, you can room temp it. And I asked him. I said, is this real?
It was
and the guy's like, yes, this is real. You know, going on. He's just the Indian guy there or whatever. And he's like describing this to me, and I'm like,
this is real.
I start dying in the store. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
People like piss. Yeah. Piss on my face.
I mean,
is it for sexual shit or is it for like,
no,
oh,
I
got
what that's what it said. It's all like red. The box is designed like that.
Yeah,
you know? It says exotic.
We are in the wrong fucking business right now. Okay? If I could bag my fucking piss and sell it to people that would like...
I don't think it's... I think it's synthetic. Like,
it might be synthetic.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
It might have the smell and it might have... I mean, if people...
Oh, yeah, it has to have the smell.
Yeah, the smell, so it's got to be real piss.
Asparagus smell of piss.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got different flavors. Asparagus. A week's worth of watermelon, tomatoes, yeah.
Oh, my fuck.
Holy shit.
Cheerios. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I was at a loss for words.
Yeah.
Like, I just started laughing so hard, like, I'm walking out. All these people were looking at me, and I'm just like,
also, my car doc got declined whenever I walked out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had $10 in my account, and the drinks were $12, and I just started walking out. He's like, yelling at me. I was like,
Well, the other guy finally came up that was in the back of the store getting whatever. He came up to ring it up, and I guess it didn't go through.
No, it did. No. The motherfucker, if you ever been to that gas station, the guy's always on his phone.
Yeah.
He always has his fucking phone there staring at it. That's why he was distracted. Like, if I wanted to, I probably could have got out there and fucking sped off.
Yeah.
You still had $10 in my bank account.
Should've.
Free drinks.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck him if they can't take
him. Well,
how do you wipe your ass?
Huh?
How do
he
you
does
wipe?
It the normal way.
He doesn't at all? That's believable.
Doesn't at all?
Yeah, he doesn't at all. Yeah,
no,
sense.
It's literally at this point, I was.
He doesn't wipe his ass so much as fucking, it's affecting his beard growth.
Yeah.
It's plugging his pores.
We were talking about this. We were talking about this.
You ain't going to shave it. He's a fucking.
Dude, we need an intervention. He's going to be on the show intervention. I'm not even joking.
Dude, you look, literally, it looks like a lollipop fucking on the carpet.
I told Adam that yesterday, what you said, he laughs.
It will grow in.
It will not. Dude, you've been saying this for a year and a half.
He's been saying it for longer than
that, I've been using that shit.
It'll grow in, man. It'll grow in. Look, man, I got more fucking, like, coverage than you do just on my goddamn chin than you have your old face. I got more coverage and growth right here than you do your face.
He's talking, like, you know what I mean?
Definition.
Yes.
You got the bottom right here. It's the same amount I got
here. These corners right here,
you know,
all
you,
through here.
This, right? You got
this. And
this
hair
right
was, like, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
This is a year and a half for you.
No,
he's talking
just
like
shaved
your shit is spaced out. It's not full. Did you
I just got like two months ago. Maybe a month
ago. 2 months ago! You're supposed to shave every day.
It was like literally right before Holly had gotten out of jail. Which was like a month
ago. Oh, he had to look good. He had to look good for
her,
so he cleaned it up.
Yeah, he had to look good for her.
Hey, baby.
I just shaved it all up because I was still at the house. No, I was here.
You shaved in my bathroom, you piece of shit?
No, I had my... And I shaved, and
which one was your razor?
Huh?
Which razor was
I
yours?
Had an orange one that's in my...
the Henry one from Walmart?
No, I bought this from in the military like a long time ago.
Yeah.
I haven't really had to use it ever because then I shaved, but for no reason because I didn't have fucking facial hair. So they made
you know that pink one that's in there, the electric one that I use?
Yeah.
I used an orange one to clean up other spots the other day.
Groom.
Oh, yeah.
Groom.
Yeah.
Manscaped.
It wasn't up here either.
I mean, the it was out in the car anyway, so I mean, I just brought it back out there after I was done.
La 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 la.
Yeah. I gotta worry about
I've been
AIDS.
Like. Shit.
John Dassey.
Well, you know what you gotta worry about is a fucking dirty butthole. My ass is clean. I like Scott's.
My ass is fucking glorious and clean.
Doesn't mean your fucking taint balls ain't nasty. I'll tell you that's fucking gross. That's gross.
You don't even know. You're assuming. You're assuming there's
right.
Poo-poo.
I wipe right, you wipe wrong, he doesn't wipe at all.
Wow.
Yeah, just doesn't wipe.
That's why we got the newspapers underneath everything he sits.
We learned 3 things. He's a pedophile, he doesn't wipe his ass ever. And
he secretly wants to be a juggalo.
Yeah, and he wants to be a juggalo. Man, trust me, you are fucked.
You are fucked.
And I like how he has
don't give a shit anymore. He's done with the conversation.
No, I'm still listening.
You see him? He has a reverse Hitler mustache. You know, he doesn't have hair
in the middle. He don't have hair in the middle.
Yeah. There's none in the middle, and there's...
You know, if you and Hitler was a kiss, your shit would be perfect.
You would match Hitler. Dude.
You
love
like
you'd
a
interlock
Spaniard.
You'd interlock with his lips.
Dirtbag Spaniard.
Kiss.
If he was to twirl this shit up,
He looked like a fucking cracked out Spaniard from like the 1700s.
You want me to get the mustache wax?
Yeah.
You fucking, if you
have it twisted up on the end.
People that fucking do that shit make him look like, oh, I'm from the 1930s. I look like a vaudeville and blah, blah, blah. It's like,
then you start seeing him doing this, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, yes.
Like, get the fuck out of here, fucking assholes.
Bully! Are you having a bully day? I'm having a bully day. Woo! Fuck, alright, Sharon.
You hear that? Look, you can always tell Justin's mom's in the area when you hear.
Yeah, it's your butthole puckering up. Yeah.
That's a, when you pull out the bitch's ass and gape her.
Jesus Christ, I would imagine, you know, they wouldn't make that kind of a sound if you're gaping her. Jesus.
Gape.
Son of a bitch.
Hello, bye!
So, well, what else you got, Scott?
Brought to you by insurance companies. We scam you and make money. Fuck you.
It's all fucking scam.
I fucking hate insurance companies. I fucking hate them. Cocksuckers. They fucking took $300-something out of my bank, which was like 3 or 4 months' payment backed up. Fuck! They're supposed to take it up.
Scott's a cheap motherfucker.
Dude, I would have had money. I would have been okay this week. I'm broke. I'm 100% broke. I got paid Friday. What was my check, like $1,300 fucking dollars? Yeah, I am broke. I have nothing.
I had money taken out of my
God dang it.
When I got paid, I was broke literally that day. All my money went to rent and went to car insurance. It was all gone in one day.
Dude, this is going to suck. I've got like a quarter tank of gas in the last week.
This is the Broke Podcast. Please fund us right now.
No,
send
fuck
money.
These guys, just send me $10, man. I need the gas money. I got one guy, he's like, yeah, I got a... he owes me another 20 for some tickets. You know, he's like, yeah, I won't have it until payday. I was like, well, fuck. His payday's my payday. I won't fucking need it by then.
Right.
So,
why don't you just fucking ask Mike, see if he'll front you some money, and then give him the money. Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, shit, never mind. I was going to say, you could just give him
front,
that money that the guy owes.
Front
you. Mike, you know.
Front! I can get a hold of them sometime today. But no, dude, yeah, I don't fuck. Car insurance are fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Well, like, a commercial came on before I came over here.
Fuck you, insurance.
For
companies.
Root. It came
fuck
on
you.
While he was
fuck
in pizza.
Fuck you, Root.
And
fuck you,
it was saying,
financial.
Save like 50%
fuck
of
you,
your insurance bill.
Yeah, I heard that. It's like, oh, I only pay $20 a month. And I was like, I don't get that.
Which, with mine,
I was
saving a lot because Geico was wanting to charge me like $300-something.
Fuck you, Geico, you fucking lizard
a
faggot.
A lot of other places.
Is he from Australia or is he British? I don't fucking know
both,
his accent.
They basically owned everything else. Even though they say they don't. They
fuck you, Australia. Your whole island.
Sobe drinks.
They just went away.
So. Why, dude? Those were fucking bomb.
Because of the lizard.
Yeah, that's what reminded me. I still think
they sell them in certain places, but I think it's not
they
like...
They used to have some bomb-ass drinks.
They did have some pretty good drinks.
Yeah.
So be me, so be you, something like that. I remember the same theme song.
Once I realized, I went on there and they were like, oh yeah, you guys are, increasing your insurance basically double, and we can't tell you why. It's basically car insurance costs went up and all this other stuff.
England, and Britain, and UK and shit. How bad their CCTV thing is! Like, there's a camera everywhere.
Right.
Oh, there's
if
some.
If they catch your fucking license plate and run it, and they see that you don't have insurance, they ticket you right there.
Right. Which is basically it's why in America it's almost considered illegal everywhere to have camera like. Stop cameras or whatever.
Yeah.
They
still fucking it. Were they outlawed them, you said?
In most places. Missouri took them. Like St. Louis, they took
them. Missouri took them?
Yeah. They took
finally, it's about time because I got.
It was
I got
take your shit down just
they,
more money.
No,
they,
it is, yeah.
They got,
it's illegal, basically.
Shut up!
Said it's illegal.
They got me. Dude, when I was going to Rankin for college, they got me. I was turning right. Here's what happened. The camera. It was the back of my head, my Firebird, and it was a red. It turned red. But I turned right. You know what I mean? I didn't cross through the intersection to cause any harm.
Right.
All I did was turn right. And you can technically turn right on red.
Right. But you're supposed to come to a stop.
You're supposed to kind of stop.
No,
fuck
so
you.
You did a Granite City rolling stop.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I rolled right through it. Because I was like, I was wanting to get home. I don't know why. I don't.
And that's what? In St. Louis, Rankin?
That was in... Right? Dude, that was in, like, the shitty part of St. Louis.
Okay.
It was like... You know, when you get off the sub... God dang it, what's that, the bridge, McKinley,
yeah.
And then, you know, you got the two gas stations, you just go straight,
yeah.
into that fuckery. That's where it was.
Oh, jeez.
In that area. You know.
Something similar happened to me. I got out of drill one day. I was driving Sean's car. This is whenever I had, like, got his car.
I got drilled by a guy, and then, my name's Justin.
I'm super gay. I like dicks in my butt.
What did you say? Did you say Sean or Sean. Scott?
No. He's trying to insult me. Yeah. No. There's something.
Yeah. No, whatever. I got Sean's car up and running. It was a while back. It was like a shitty Pontiac or something. I got this car up and running, paid for everything and all this. I was using this car to go to drill.
You can still get it on Amazon, apparently.
Right on. So I went to drill, and then afterwards I got out. You know, I left for that Sunday. I was coming back home to party, more than likely.
Party!
And I was driving back, and right at, it's like State Street, and a little bit further down from getting back up onto, I think it's 64 or whatever. Pretty much State Street and 25th or some shit like that in East St. Louis. Right off the highway going towards like Belleville and all that bullshit. My armor is right there. I come down to a four-way stop, and basically, normally I don't stop there because when my dad picked me up one day from there, we're going back home, there was like a family car next to us. The whole car got shot.
Nice.
And people just pulled up next to him and just killed the entire family in the car. We were like, well, fuck that. So I didn't stop at him. I just either went to the parking lot to the side, or I got there.
Any time in the fucking ghettos,
The thing is,
I avoid the areas, but if I end up getting lost in the fucking areas, I blow through.
They snapped me on a picture, and they one, they had no proof it was me. So I mean, my brother was like, "Oh well, they're you know saying that I did it," and I was like, "Well, they have no proof. Doesn't show that it was you driving."
His nasty ass, he's like. Hock loogies in his fucking car.
Oh, yeah, dude, like he would dip and he'd like spit on the fucking dash.
On the dash.
Sean, you're a nasty faggot, you fucking gross bastard. Yep. Fuck you.
Yep, all the damn.
You are fucked in the head.
He told me that story and it's like. God,
you're fucked.
Dude, there was one in the house.
Why don't you spit out the window in a cup like a normal human being?
Because we were moving your shit into your mom's house.
Psycho.
And she said that she made him like clean all the loogies
downstairs.
Off the fucking wall.
Yeah.
And his is he would hock them and spit them on the fucking wall.
So, you know, you go down to my mom's basement, and there's a back room way, way in the back where she had kittens and shit.
I remember
where Sean used to stay.
Yeah, I know.
And
then
there was
a curtain,
Right, well, that was, the curtain was where I was staying at. Like, you just pulled the curtain aside, and bam, there was where I was sleeping. His was in a back room with a door and all this shit, but he had literally, it was just concrete walls, and it was like, you could literally see
titties.
The stains going down the wall from, like, the spit. Dripping, what like just dragging down the wall.
Do that shit?
I don't know. It's just.
He's fucking.
As easy as this. You know, into a bottle or a can or anything at this point.
Fuck you, Sean. And this podcast is brought to you by sick bastards.
Yeah.
Sean, you're one of them. Justin, you're another because you're a pedophile.
Wow.
We have just a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Shit talking from the both of you right now. What edge do you have against the fight, Justin?
Everyone.
Everyone?
What are you fucking
talking about? What
the fuck is every... Jesus
Christ. Scott's gonna get his ass whooped! Don't worry about it! Because Macho Man's coming to fucking town!
You don't talk shit on Macho Man. That's my gimmick right now.
It's going on right now.
Scott, a few seconds. What's your edge in the fight? Huh?
My edge in the... I don't know.
What's your edge? What are you going to bring to the fight?
You guys talked me into this and I didn't want to do it. So that's my input. I said yes. So
we
going
have, we clearly
it.
Have an underdog here.
Right? Yeah, viva the underdogs. That's me. Where's that fucking video?
So I think all right. So the mud wrestling thing is probably not going to go through because certain people bailed the fuck out. Literally,
again, two times,
two times now.
Lizard whore.
So with the last few minutes,
we die in a fire, bitch.
With the last few minutes we got left, who would we want to fucking see getting a for a third fight?
Third fight?
Would you find an opponent for Chris?
I don't know.
We could, yeah. Who would we think in here?
Richard.
Richard won't do it.
I got it.
I guarantee you Richard won't do it.
Oh, no, I got it.
Pussy.
I got it. Richard in a wet paper bag. I think the wet paper bag
will win. Money on the wet paper bag. All right. No, let's ask Richard. I'm sure he probably won't listen all the way through the interview.
I fucking doubt it.
He's scared.
Because I told him, like, dude, I'll fucking go up against you. And he's like, nah.
All he wants to do is sit there and make like gay jokes all the time.
It's it.
Always just say gay stuff. Like, he's all about the gay shit.
Brett won't do it, I guarantee it. Well, we're down to a minute here, and if y'all got any ideas for an opponent, or if you guys want to fucking join up in the fight, let us know.
Yeah, baby! Better time. People get more involved.
Shut up, Justin! This is Mayhem, this is Mayhem, this is Devotry. I'm Scott. Justin.
Scott's gay.
He's still here.
Hit him.
Fucking bit him.
Hit him.
Hit him. Oh, shit, no!
Shit, no!
Oh, yeah. Scott fucked up.
Give me.
Oh, no. This is starting to sound like a rape right here. See you.